I hear Mozart's music in me. You say, that's not Mozart's music. That's my business. I hear Mozart's music in me. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, with meditation. I hear Mozart's music in me. What does it mean to hear Mozart's music in me? What does it mean to hear music in me at all? What does that mean? Well, when I meditate, I am thinking deeply about what's in my heart. I don't know it. I just sort of wander around in my consciousness, and I let go, and I do not think anything in specific in particular. Now, as Mozart was creating his music, he had a gift, and that gift was the attunement to the divine in him and the divine music within him. Now, many composers are gifted so, and they listen to the divine music within them, but they feel they have to ad lib to that music. They have to change it. They have to make it say what they want it to say, rather than be a reporter bringing forth what the music said without any interpretation on their part whatsoever. We all have this problem. We have the divine in us wanting to tell us all the marvelous things that are going on in our universe and telling us to just be still and know that what's going on inside of us is pretty exciting, pretty wonderful. Pay attention, pay attention. Well, Mozart paid attention. He listened to the music that was playing in his heart. And he had the skill and the ability mentally and emotionally to write down each note exactly where it belongs on the scale, to put it down in its dimension in a perfect way. And as he did this, his music was outstanding. His music is and always will be an amazing art, an amazing expression. He brought forth from his heart, from the universal within him, the magic that was unbelievable. How did he do that? He did not get his bloated nothingness in the way of the divine circuits. The divine circuits within him gave him the musical information, the musicology that he wanted to bring to humanity. And he listened, and he brought it forth beautifully and wonderfully. Our difficulty is that we get in the way of the divine circuits. We get in the way of our intuitive self in us. And in the process, we gain only a glimpse, and sometimes but a fleeting glimpse, of the genius that we are. When you learn to meditate, when you learn to be still and know that I am God, when you learn to be still and listen to the divine in you, the intuitive self in you, without any determination on your part of what is right or what is wrong, you just write it down. And if you think it is crazy, write it down. And write it down and then let it be. And as you come back to it, you will find that what you have written down was so absolutely perfect to express whatever it was you had in your mind that it just shocks you. It shocks you because you could have been doing this all along. We all could. We could be listening to the divine within us if we were to learn to practice meditation. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know the divine in me is there, and I am it, and it is me, and I listen to that divine, and that divine fulfills who and what I am. I have no idea of the great ideas that I want to shine forth, the great imagination that I want to reveal, the great philosophy that I want to express until I start expressing it. And when I let go and let that expression be, and let that expression express itself perfectly, wonderfully, magnificently, what happens? What happens is that I come up with something so fabulous that it just shocks my mind and makes me feel wonderful in every possible way. This is true of all of us. This is true of our life. This is true of our world. This is true of all that we do and all that we are and all that we could ever express of ourselves. I let go and let the divine in me come forth. I do not get in there and say, that should have been a flat or it should have been a sharp. It should have been yes and no. It should have been a different word. It should have been a different idea. I just let it flow. And as I let it flow, and as I write it down, or as I make the music in my heart so real, so beautiful, as I do the sculpturing, as I do the painting, as I do the writing, the magic in me comes forth beautifully, powerfully, wonderfully. The magic in me comes forth, and all that I reveal from the within is an expression totally unbelievable, totally beyond imagination, totally wonderful and good and beautiful. Yes, it is true. I hear Mozart's music in me. I hear the note-perfect music in me, and I have the talent to write it down. I hear the ideas in me absolutely perfect, and I have the capacity to transcribe those ideas and bring them forth as whatever I wish. I am the fulfillment of all that is good and beautiful. Mozart did not have a special token to own that ability to listen within. We all have that same ability. Mozart expressed it, and we honor him for having done it. We too can express it. Just like Mozart had no eraser to erase his false notes, and no pen stroke through a false note, because he did not write a false note. He was so harmonious with who he was and the music in him that every note he wrote down was absolutely perfect. And you say, well, how do you know that? We don't live in his time. No, we don't. But we have his music. And we have the music that he wrote. And we have the music that he wrote so perfectly himself. And it was done. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is that each one of us can live our life like Mozart. Each one of us can meditate and follow through with the dreams, the philosophy, the imagination that comes to us as we meditate. We are all born to meditate. We all are dreamers. We all are thinkers. We all are beings who live on multi-dimensions all at the same time. We live multiple lifetimes all at the same time. We are like Mozart, living then, living now. Living here, living there. And all space and all place is here and now, and all time is now. We live in this glorious adventure of magic. And because we live in this glorious adventure of magic, we come up with some very thrilling thoughts. And those thrilling thoughts are thoughts that make our world go round. They make our world turn around and say, yes, it is good and very good. Truly, I hear Mozart. I hear his music in me now. And I transcribe it in me now for my enjoyment and for the enjoyment of all the world. for I've gotten my bloated nothingness out of the way of my divine circuits, and I'm writing it beautifully. Now, forevermore, because I am wonderful, and I am fabulous, and I am good, and you are beautiful. So, write down Mozart's music right now. You hear it. Write down Einstein's theories. Write down all of the beautiful concepts that have come into your consciousness, because the divine in you is ready to reveal it to you now. Enjoy and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.